This is West Virginia Morning. It's 7:44. The pension and health care benefits of thousands of coal miners could be at risk. That's if a Virginia bankruptcy judge allows Patriot Coal to end a collective bargaining agreement with the United Mine Workers of America. But members of the union made it clear yesterday they're not going to lose those benefits without a fight.
UMWA!
UMWA President Cecil Roberts stood on the bed of a tow truck being used as a stage in the parking lot of a movie theater in Scott Depot, a parking lot just down the street from Patriot Coal's headquarters. Roberts led an estimated 2,000 miners from three states in pro-union cheers, starting in the bed of that truck all the way up the street to Patriot's front door. Miners like John Alderson, who's been working in the mines for 40 years.
It's a shame that one person as a bankruptcy judge could make the decision to take everybody's pension and health care away from them.
Patriot filed for bankruptcy for a second time in May and now has asked a bankruptcy judge for permission to end its collective bargaining agreement with the UMWA, an agreement that ensures pension payments and retiree health care benefits. For miners like Alderson, it's a huge blow. But he says others have it worse.
It's really going to affect retirees who are 70, 75 years old to depend on this health care and their pension to make it through life. It's really, really feels sad for them.
In a written statement, Patriot officials say without an end to the agreement, it will run out of cash and have to liquidate. But the company has already begun selling off assets. Lexington, Kentucky-based Blackhawk Mining has agreed to purchase a number of the company's southern West Virginia mines. And just yesterday, Patriot announced an affiliate of the Virginia Conservation Legacy Fund would purchase two additional West Virginia mines and a number of land reclamation and water quality improvement permits. But some 1,000 miners who work at those sites, like Alderson, received WARN notices this month, telling them they'd soon be unemployed.
October 3rd is going to be our last day of work. It's really a pressing situation because you can anticipate a lot of things, but you can't anticipate not having a job.
So somebody who's worked, I'm assuming, an entire career in the mines, what do you do next?
That's a good question.
As I walked with Alderson, Cecil Roberts reached Patriot's front door and pulled out his bullhorn.
I regret to inform you that nobody's home!
An empty building. The half dozen or so state troopers that planned to arrest Roberts and a small group of others for trespassing walked back to their cruisers. And Alderson, he went home too. He and his family will prepare for the worst. But first, Alderson says, he wants to see the unions fight through. Some Cabell County students took part in their first full day of classes Monday at the Explorer Academy. Clark Davis has the story.
Okay, so three ways to read a book, and you're going to go pictures, words, retail. Okay, do it again.
Pictures, words, retail.
That's Josie Cutler. She's one of the kindergarten teachers at the Explorer Academy. It's the first expeditionary learning school in the state of West Virginia. It's an undertaking of the Cabell County School Board. Peyton Elementary and Geneva Kent Elementary were closed and consolidated to form the academy. The students will eventually attend classes at the former Beverly Hills Middle School, which is being renovated. The building was left after the consolidation of middle schools in the area just a year earlier. But until the building is ready around spring break, classes are underway at Geneva Kent. As for now, the increased number of students has forced the county to add modular buildings behind the school. Brandy Crislip's daughter, Sienna Thomas, is in the second grade.
I think it's going to help them be more prepared. From what I've looked up and seen, it looks like it'll help them be more prepared for, like, you know, when they grow up and they get in the workforce and, you know, to work together and to complete tasks together. I like the direction that they're going with it. I think it'll be good for them.
As part of the expeditionary learning environment, students will become part of a crew working together on an assignment, each taking their own responsibilities. The hope is to promote more engagement and less time sitting behind a desk listening to lectures. The new Explorer Academy opened Thursday, but had 2 days of staggered classes, meaning only half the students went each day. Monday marked the first full day of student attendance. The name Explorer Academy is appropriate, since assignments from kindergarten through fifth grade will involve exploration and hands-on experiences.
Our first expedition is based around space and Galileo.
That's second grade teacher Melanie Grobe.
We have put all of our standards into that expedition, and I think the kids will love it because it's an ongoing, and that's one our science and social studies standards, but we've also put our math standards in that and our language standards. So I think it'll help them because they'll see a big picture, and it all kind of flows together instead of just separate through the day. Now we're going to stop, go on to this. It just kind of all flows together.
It's a learning environment that Principal Ryan McKenzie says will set the school apart.
So our kids will be out in the field a lot more. Expeditionary learning calls them field work because there's a real emphasis on how they're tied to your curriculum back in the classroom. And the kids may go to the same spot more than once. If we're doing like a water quality analysis and we need to do it over the course of the year, the kids may be there two or three times. So it's a little different approach to the way we do curriculum.
McKenzie says it's the same material, content standards, and tests. They're just teaching the material to the students in a new way. He says it's that novelty that will make a difference. McKenzie says the county has been told they can expect to see a bump in test scores as a result of the new learning environments.
Our school designer tells us you can expect to see bumps for like the first 3 or 4 years in test scores, and then you'll plateau for a little bit and you'll start bumping again. So that's what we're hoping for.
Principal McKenzie says other than the increase in the number of students being dropped off and picked up in the morning, he doesn't foresee any issues. He says the Geneva-Kent site doesn't keep them from implementing any part of the expeditionary learning environment.
That facility is fantastic. It was designed for expeditionary learning, so we have some flexible use spaces we don't have here. I'm really glad we could open up and all be in the same building. It's important. We needed to do this, but it'll be great to have a cafeteria that's separate from your gym. It's just some more space.
You're going to have probably 5 or 6 books that you'll have in your book box. And whenever we read these books, we're going to be doing what's called read to self. Can you say that?
Read to self.
And when we read to
about 500 students are attending the Explorer Academy. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Ashton Mara.